creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Pockets of Poetry. I'm Heidi, and today I'm here with the lovely Becca.
Hi everyone.
To delve into the wonderful world of spoken word poetry. Now, I'm especially lucky to be doing today's segment with Becca, as she has actually performed her own spoken word poetry all across the UK. So, Becca, I've read a lot of poetry on paper, but I haven't actually encountered much spoken word poetry. So, I have to ask the basic question. What actually is spoken word poetry?
Spoken word poetry is typically rooted in performance. It's the way you pronounce your words. It's the way you say it with a sort of melodic flow. It's a little bit of that blend between poetry and rap, almost.
That's really interesting. I like that musical sort of element it sounds like it has with the rhythm, that sort of thing. So, I was wondering, did you have a poem of yours that you'd be happy to share with us today?
I do indeed. It doesn't actually have a name yet, but it's all about self-love. It's all about appreciating who you are, and it's got a bit of a philosophical tone to it. Weird fun fact about it, I performed it at a show in Cambridge a few years ago, and an RS A-level teacher was in the audience.
Oh, wow.
And she asked if she could print the poem out and put it on her wall for her philosophy students.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so special. Bless her.
So this one sort of goes out to her because that really made my day when I performed it. Bless her.
I think that's so cute.
So this is the poem. My body is artwork painted by my genetics. I'm a masterpiece of the stars. My skin was written by poetics. I'm stardust. I am summer. I'm cold breeze in warm air. My eyes can light up a room the moment that I walk in there, and my curves are like galaxies, because they're almost cosmological. My smile is like a fantasy as profound as the ontological, and my touch is like a remedy because it can calm your darkest fears. My voice is like a melody, its tune reminds you that I'm here, it's taken years to reach a moment where I appreciate my being, but I found self-love in my skin, and I think I've fallen for what I'm seeing.
So, that was from Becca's poetry book called Healing. I mean, what a beautiful, uplifting poem. And just the way you perform your poetry is so purposeful and so inspiring. So, I mean, thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
So, another little question from me. I was wondering what actually got you into spoken word poetry in the first place.
Okay, I love this question. I remember sitting on my phone and I was looking at YouTube and I saw this amazing poet come up called Harry Baker. And I hadn't seen his work before, but he does a lot of slam poetry. He's won a lot of slams. And he performed this poem about prime numbers.
Interesting.
And it was a love story between the two of them, but I just fell in love with the performance aspect, how poetry could be elevated off the page. And like you said before, I love playing with rhythm and rhyme and everything like that. So for me, it just felt like a natural medium to explore.
Yeah, and I really get that musical aspect from your poem. The way it rhymes, the rhythm of it, I think it's so, so beautiful. I love it so much.
Thank you.
So, on that note, would we be lucky enough to hear a second poem from you today?
Of course, of course. As per usual, it's unnamed, but maybe the listeners can come up with a name for the poem. And it's all about appreciating life and the beauty of perspective and liking the ups and downs and being grateful for both of them.
Oh, gorgeous. I'm excited to hear it.
Okay, so this is the poem. I love this life, every crooked curve of it, all the pain that turned to beauty. I deserve to learn from it, to find a phoenix in the ashes, not us within the dust, to find the beauty in a boundary, not disappointing lack of trust. I choose to see this world through starlight and dreams. I get to choose this tapestry, I get to pick out the seams, and it seems life is so much brighter and the burden so much lighter when you no longer play the fighter but the one who finds the peace. Life is so much better when you no longer hate the grief, but find the love within its blues. Life is so much better when letting go of you. Life is so much better when I know what is true, that life is what you make it, and it's a beauty to view.
What a gorgeous second poem. Thank you so much, Becca.
Thank you.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.